Okay, back to the dinim of Purim. To get into some more practical dinim about... Okay, we finished Machzis HaShekel. The night of Purim, he said you're supposed to wear... B'chal for Purim, you're supposed to wear Shabbos clothing. Now, as far as reading the Megillah... I didn't say anything.
From last night. You could hear one Megillah.
What?
Some folks can say better to hear the night because it's the first one to come.
Right.
We
said clearly, even though the day is more important than the reading of the night, but nevertheless, there's a lot of halacha issues with that. The Yom Kippur, the same Gedalia, there's a lot of issues with that. Anyway, okay, now, who's obligated to hear the Megillah? Men, women, kids that are over the age of chinuch. But you're not allowed to bring kids to shuv, they're going to interrupt the Megillah hearing for the adults. So you have to be careful what it is. But even therefore, all bar bat mitzvah girls, boys and girls, need to make sure they're in shul listening to the proper Megillah. Well, now, l'chatchila, one second. Is l'chatchila better to hear Megillah in a public place versus the home? Because Reiv Am Hadras Melech, when there's more people, it just glorifies the king. So ideally, a person should listen to the Megillah in a shul rather than reading it at home. Now, before the reading of Megillah, the night of Purim, you're not allowed to eat you're not allowed to break your fast before the Megillah reading. Somebody is sick, not well, weak, and then they say they can drink a little bit, they can have a snack, but ideally, a person is not supposed to break your fast before listening to the Megillah. What did you want to say?
Well, you said for both night and day, 12 years old, 13.
Yeah, both, you know. Both Megillah reading, you need any boy or girl over Bar and Bat Mitzvah, you have to listen to the Megillah.
This year,
because
of the phrase, are you Yetzer
with
Zoom?
Well, we're going to come to that. You're not Yetzer with Zoom, you're not Yetzer online, you're not Yetzer on the telephone, you're not Yetzer with a microphone. In fact, somebody called me this year, there's a megaphone. So a megaphone that works on electricity or a battery, for sure you cannot be Yetzer. But a regular megaphone that's not battery operated, just a simple plain megaphone that magnifies the voice because it goes out in one direction rather than... So that's not a problem. If it's the original voice of the reader, that's the problem. A telephone, microphone, Zoom is only a mechanically reproduced voice and therefore you're not Yetzer. Yeah? Halachically, it would be better to have one place of Reiv Am Hadras Melech rather than 10 places of individuals, of 10 individuals. But if they're not going to come to shul, they still have an obligation to hear them in the Gillah, so somebody has to read for them. Okay? Now, according to Halacha, when the Baal Kori makes the brachas on the Megillah, everybody should stand for the three brachas, Amikra Megillah, Shasanisim, Shechianu. But for the actual reading of the Megillah, you're allowed to sit. The only one that's supposed to stand is the guy reading the Megillah in public out of respect for the community, was called Kavod HaTzibur, so he should remain. He should stand during reading of the Megillah. But if you're reading Megillah in your house, or whatever, not in a shul, so the guy could make read the Megillah sitting. Yeah?
If he's reading for one or two people, he can sit down?
Where, in shul? No, I said at home it's not a problem. Not in the shul, not in a public place. If it's a private place, he could sit during the says for the bracha they should stand, and then for the actual Megillah reading you could sit.
The congregants shouldn't be standing.
What? The congregants could stand or sit, whatever. But for the brachas they should stand, and then if they want they can sit down for the reading. If they want to stand, they could stand.
You need a minyan to read the Megillah?
No. You need a minyan to say the bracha afterwards. Yeah.
Does each person have to say the bracha?
No. The minig is you listen to the bracha. That's not the Rebbe's minig. The chassidim minig is you listen to the bracha and answer amen. Okay. You don't say baruch hu v'ruch shmei, because according to the Alter Rebbe, if you say baruch hu v'ruch shmei, you're probably not yetzer the bracha. So therefore, you have to just answer amen. Now, yeah.
No.
Only the Balkari when reading in public. That's it. There's no difference.
But Kriyas HaTorah, there is a preference to stand.
Kriyas HaTorah, there's a poskim in Halacha that say it's better to stand, but not by reading the Megillah.
Okay.
Next. Now, when the Megillah is read, you need to hear every single word. And this is probably the most important din in the whole Megillah reading in a practical sense. And that is, for the whole duration of the Megillah, you have to listen to every single word. If you have a printed Megillah, meaning not a kosher Megillah, you do not read along together with the Balkari. You have to just listen. If you have a kosher Megillah and you know it, so then it's preferable to read along with the guy laying the Megillah. But if you don't know it, you shouldn't do it because you're going to make a mistake and you didn't hear what he said, and then it could be a mistake that changes the definition of the word. And if the mistake changes the definition of the word, even past tense to present tense, yeshev, yashav, you know, sits, single, if it's present or sat, it changes the meaning of the word, you're not yetzer. So therefore, like this, you have to listen to the Megillah carefully, every single word. You can't fall asleep in the middle. Now, what happens if somebody missed a few words? Could happen, let's say, when they bang Haman. You know, it's a lot of noise, commotion. Sometimes you miss a word, whatever. So then, the din is like this. You're allowed to say words here and there from a printed text. In fact, up to half the Megillah you could do in printed text. But you don't do that. But if a person missed a few words, they should read the printed text read the words they missed from the printed text. But they have to catch up to the guy laning. Because if the Megillah is not read in sequence, then you're not yaitzah the Megillah. In other words, if you say a later word before an earlier word, so then you're not yaitzah. So if you're trying to catch up to the Balkari, you have to say the words you missed and keep reading until you're caught up to him, that you hear the word, the next word directly from him. No, you're not reading with him unless if you have a kosher Megillah and you know the trap and you know the words of the Megillah. Just hear it.
I'm following with the eyes.
That's good. That's what you're supposed to do.
Just like Shabbos.
Especially if you have a printed text and you can't read along together with the Bakar.
Just like Shabbos, right?
This is probably more important than Shabbos because by Megillah, if you miss one word, you have to hear it again. Okay, so you have to listen to every single word. If you miss the word, you're not yet, so you're going to have to reread the Megillah from the place. Let's say in the fourth chapter, you missed a word, and you didn't catch up. You're going to have to read the Megillah again from the fourth chapter on, or the fifth chapter, whatever it is. Okay, so you can read the Megillah backwards. Okay, if you don't have a kosher Megillah, we said you don't read together with the Balkari, because you can't speak and listen at the same time.
When you catch it up, you should be reading it or just go over it with your eyes?
You have to read it.
When you catch it up.
When you're catching up, you must read the words because you didn't hear them. Hearing is like speaking. There's a rule, Shemaya Ka'ona. When I hear Kiddush, it's like I said Kiddush. When I hear Torah reading, it's like I said the Torah reading. But if you're just looking with your eyes and you miss the words, so then you're not listening to those words. So you have to verbally say it and then read, catch up to where the Balkari is and then continue reading together with the Balkari. There's a whole question about putting vowels into a Megillah. There are people that hold you're allowed to, but the halacha says it's better not to. It's interesting, they have now, they're not so popular, everybody thought they'd become more popular than they were. They have, based on your Sefer Torah, they have a plastic sheet that has, and it's made on the size of your letters, and there's the trup on each letter. And the nekudes. So it's a plastic covering, you know what I mean? That you put it over the Sefer Torah, and it's made to your particular Sefer Torah, because you have bigger, smaller, different columns, whatever, you have different things.
Is that kosher?
1 second. So they had, they created many years ago, a plastic sheet. And interestingly, there's a lot of poskim. Obviously, when it came out, the rabbis in talking about it, a lot of poskim say you're not yetzer with it, because there's a separation between you and the reading. There's that sheet. Some people debate it, because if you have glasses, also there's separation between you and the reading. I mean, but by Megillah halachically is much easier than a Sefer Torah. In fact, there's a very interesting story, going off a minute. There's a very interesting story with the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek one time thought to punctuate Tanya, to punctuate the Tanya into new vowels and sentences, and he was really thinking of doing it. That night, he had a dream that he was asked the Shaila if you're allowed to put vowels into a Sefer Torah. And he was going back and forth in the dream, you know, and then he woke up and he realized it was a message from heaven not to do it, because he ruled in the dream you're not allowed to punctuate a Sefer Torah. So therefore he realized there was a message from heaven, he shouldn't do it.
So when did it finally get to live?
That was later, not in the actual Tanya the way it is. There are no vowels. Now when they redo it in the lessons in Tanya or that, but it's not in the original format. And you should know that when they translated the Tanya, the first time, the Cencino Tanya, remember the first time it came out in English was the Cencino Tanya in England. Cencino Press was the translator at that time. And they in fact, the Rebbe came out and came outside in 70, was a stand, the Rebbe was giving out Tanyas to the people from England that got it done. Anyway, so when they were translating the Tanya, they wanted to change, because when you translate the English, they wanted to change the columns of Tanya, you know, the pages of Tanya, to put a word on the next page of this. And the Rebbe was adamantly against it. And the Rebbe said he doesn't want any columns, any pages of Tanya changed. It should be in the way it was originally. You'll never find your Tanya like that. That's with vowels. All the Tanyas, you know, they print here a chapter, there a chapter, or lessons in Tanya, then they'll put in vowels, but not in a regular print of Tanya. You'll never find it. Okay, now, if somebody already heard the Megillah and they're reading it for somebody else, so if it's a man, ideally the man, if possible, should make the his own bracha, al mikra Megillah, and shasinitza m'shachil. If he's reading it for women, preferably they should make the bracha, if they're able to, but not al mikra Megillah, lishmoa Megillah, to hear the Megillah. Even as machleks in Allah, but that's the way we paskin. That you, the bracha is lishmoa Megillah. Why? So paskin right? Because by a man, the main mitzvah is to read it. By a woman, the main mitzvah is to hear it. So therefore, a mikra Megillah means reading the Megillah. The Shmoa Megillah means to hear the Megillah. But even if somebody by mistake said either one of the two, the Yaitzah, the Bracha. So if somebody was reading for women, they'd made the you know, a mikra Megillah, it's fine. Okay. Okay. It said you can't change the interpretation. What? Yeah.
If someone heard the Megillah,
well, if they ideally they should, if they know how to make the bracha. But if not, he's making it for them, and for them they need to hear the Shekhyanu. So bottom line is, if you're reading it for people that are not able to make the brachas themselves, he says all three brachas with Shekhyanu. At night and day. Interesting, the Alter Rebbe in Siddur holds that we don't make Shekhyana on Megillah during the day. Yeah. That we don't. The Alter Rebbe says clearly in Siddur, you don't. Tzemach Tzedek, one of the few places Tzemach Tzedek argues on his grandfather, and the Tzemach Tzedek holds, no, that you do make a bracha on Shekhyana during the day. He said, who am I to argue, but I'm still arguing. He says the main reading is by day. Shekhyana of the day goes on the mitzvahs, Mishleach Manas, Matanas Avyenim, so to put him. So the Pearl, our custom is to follow the Tzemach Tzedek. We do make a Shekhyanu during the day also. But Alter Rebbe holds you don't make Shekhyanu during the day. Machat Shinus and Amaisa Mayamachim Beba Mayan Kim Shabbat.